الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, with the help and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in tonight's Taraweeh, we have commenced another beautiful and great surah of the Qur'an, namely Suratul Ankabut, which was revealed in the holy land of Makkah Mukarramah. Thus we find again in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhibits His true magnificence and glory, and makes manifest His true majesty and His grandeur. Again, this being a Makki surah of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses some of the fundamental, elementary articles of our faith, such as His oneness, His grandeur, belief in His messengers and so on. Allah Rabbul Izzah commences with those letters, Alif, Lam, Mim, that are known as Al-Huruf Al-Muqatta'at, that appear at the beginning of certain surahs in the Qur'an, whose meanings are only known by Allah Rabbul Izzah. According to some ulama, they are reference to certain surahs of the Qur'an. According to other ulama, that these letters are a reference to certain names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the preferred view in this regard is that Allah alone knows best the true meanings of these letters, and therefore we should not delve in the discussion of its interpretations and leave it entirely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then again, ulama explained that these letters, the purpose for bringing such letters in the Qur'an was to challenge the great eloquent poets of Makkah Mukarramah, who rejected this divine revelation of Allah and claimed, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, that this Qur'an is merely a storybook. It's a combination of all old fairy tales which has been fabricated and made up by Muhammad bin Abdullah, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges them that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unlettered. He is illiterate. He was born as an orphan. He grew up before your eyes. And he brings to you such an eloquent Qur'an. Bring one surah like it. Bring one surah like the Qur'an. Okay, leave bringing a surah. Give us just the meanings of these letters. Just translate these letters of the Qur'an. Allah says, if you fail to do so, then know well that this is the word of Allah and not the word of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, these letters, they are a sign or a proof of the miraculous nature of the Qur'an, which is a testimony to the truthful nature of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nubuwwat and his risala. Then in the next opening verse of the surah, Allah Rabbul Izzah addresses the believers saying, do you think it is sufficient just to proclaim your iman and claim to be believers, whereas you have not been tried and tested like the people of the past? Most of the commentators of the Quran explain, this verse was revealed regarding those weak, poor, feeble companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who were made to suffer great hostility and brutality from the side of the disbelievers. They had to endure great persecution and torture on the hand of the disbelievers, the likes of Ammar bin Yasir, Salama bin Hisham radiallahu anhum. And then they had to undergo so much of difficulty that Shaitan found an opportunity to cast into them insinuations regarding the faith. That where is your Allah? Where is His help? Why isn't He coming to your assistance? And often we find people asking these questions, that why is the ummah being bombarded with atrocities and difficulties? Why do we see the ummah being lashed from every side and corner? When will Allah's help come? So this is the answer Allah gives. Allah explains His divine system, that Allah puts to test some of the believers, to test the genuineness of the iman and the sincerity of the faith. And whoever endures patience and exercises sabr, there shall be great rewards for him in the akhirah, which we can never even expect to imagine. Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, that their reward has no limit in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the next verse, Allah explains, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Remember, we're not only testing you, we also put the people and the nations of the past into some test, into some difficulty. Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu anhu, a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he narrates, and the hadith appears in Sahih al-Bukhari, that once we came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst he was wrapped up in a shawl, sitting against the Kaaba, taking shade in the shelter of the Kaaba. And we came to him, Ya Rasulullah, we cannot bear and withstand the torture any longer. It is too long, we are exercising patience. Now make dua to Allah to grant us immediate help and to grant us victory and change the conditions. He says, Nabi alayhi salam heard this question and he woke up in a shock. And he said, wait, hold it. Do not rush. Do not be hasty. And then he narrates to us the incidents of the past, where a man would be taken, a pit would be dug open, and then he would be sawed into half, and then thrown into that pit. وَيُمْشَتُ بِأَمْشَاطِ الْحَدِيدِ People would be, their head would be combed with combs made of sharp iron, which would break and cut through the skin and the scalp. So Nabi alayhi salam tells them, exercise patience. Wait, most certainly Allah's help will come. But do not be hasty for the nusrat of Allah to come immediately. Likewise, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates, on one occasion I went to visit the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this lengthy incident comes in Sunan Ibn Majah. He says, when I visited him, I realized that he was suffering from severe fever. He had a bout of fever and the temperature was very high. So I placed my hand on his Mubarak body, and I could feel the heat coming through the sheet that was covering his body. So I asked him, Ya Rasulullah, are you suffering from very intense fever? Yes indeed, O Abu Sa'id. Why is it, Ya Rasulullah? Because we the Anbiya have to undergo great difficulties in this world. And that is because Allah has stored for us a double reward in the Akhirah. And then Nabi alayhi salam explains, after the Anbiya comes in rank, the pious chosen slaves of Allah, who have to also endure some type of hardship and difficulty in this world. But when one of them is put through some difficulty, he rejoices over that difficult condition, like how one of you rejoices over a good condition which is made to experience. He makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He endures patience and he continues, because he realizes that this is a world of tests and trials, and the rewards will be stored for him in the Akhirah. Again, the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا تَتَمَنَّوا لِقَاءَ الْعَدُوُ وَسَلُوا اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ Ask Allah for afia. Do not ask Allah for these difficult conditions. But when you made to face certain hardships and difficulties, then at that time exercise patience. And most certainly Allah's help will come to those who exercise patience. Moving on to the surah, in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this verse warns those who engage in wrong. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ أَيْ يَسْبِقُونَ Allah tells them that, do you think you'll be able to bypass us and escape from our azab? In the 13th para, Allah explains, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا That don't think Allah is unaware, Allah is oblivious, or doesn't know about the dhulam and the oppression taking place in this world. Allah is well aware of every single incident. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ Allah is just pulling the rope of His grace, granting them more and more respite, until such a day where there will be zero tolerance. On that day, Allah's azab will come. And with great and in-depth detail, Allah explains how He will take to task those people who are oppressing others. Therefore, Abu Ulama emphasized the importance of educating our families and our children not to engage in dhulam. But on Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah, very great alim of his time, he gave this advice that protect your children from two things. From haram wealth, meaning when they eat haram food and they are nourished with haram sustenance. And the second thing, protect them from the curses of these animals, from the bad dua of these animals. When your children are playing with the animals, with pets, with insects and creatures of the earth, and they start to oppress and make dhulam on these animals, remember, these animals are cursing this person. They're making a dua, and the dua of a madhloom is guaranteed accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So protect your families from the dhulam that is taking place. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Sa'a ma yahkumun. Evil is what these people think, that they will be able to bypass us and not get caught in the azab. Most certainly the azab will certainly encompass and surround them. Then moving on to the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives us a formula to get our sins forgiven and to earn great rewards in His court. And that is, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ That those who bring iman, and they follow it up by doing righteous deeds. And this is the international system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that righteous deeds will erase one's evil deeds. Your good actions will wipe off your evil actions. And this is again a beautiful prophetic teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا That follow up an evil deed. O insan, if you happen to fall into some wrong or some sin, immediately do some righteous deed, which will then wipe off that evil action of yours. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ And we will grant them great rewards because of the beautiful actions that they performed in this world. Going through the surah, coming towards the end of the para, Allah then draws a parable using an example of a spider's web that is very weak, flimsy and delicate, which is one of the fastest built up home. It takes plus minus 30 to 60 minutes to build a spider's web. But this at the same time is a very, very weak, very flimsy, one blow and the entire house is demolished. So Allah cites an example illustrating to us the weakness and the baselessness of the faith of those who ascribe partners to Him and those who seek anyone's help other than Allah. Allah says, remember those people who take helpers besides Allah is like that person who latches on a spider's home, who grips onto the home of a spider, trying to take support and protect himself, which will be of absolutely no benefit and use to him. This is the example of one who seeks someone's help other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ Most certainly the weakest of homes is that of a spider. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ If only man can understand. Then towards the latter part of this ruku, Allah Rabbul Izzah states, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ These examples which we have cited for man, مَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ Only the learned ones understand the wisdom and the significance of these examples. Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu explains, and the hadith appears in Musnad Ahmad, أَقَلْتُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَلْفَ مَثَلٍ I memorized 1,000 examples just from the speech of Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ I memorized and can clearly remember 1,000 examples just look hearing the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is most certainly recorded amongst his accolades, that such a great sahabi of Nabi alayhi salam who memorized so many examples. One of our pious scholars and predecessors has mentioned, "Ma marartu bi ayatin lam afhamma illa ahzanani." I never passed by any verse of the Quran which I never fully understand, except I became very depressed and sad. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, only the learned ones will understand these examples. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the true understanding of the Qur'an. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.